Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing this fine morning? This week, I decided to see Spotlight, the film based on true events about systematic cover-up in the Catholic Church. In 2001, Spotlight, the investigative journalism arm of the Boston Globe, undertakes a story investigating allegations of Catholic priests molesting and raping young boys and girls, and how the church settled these matters out of court and out of the public eye. What starts out as one priest and a few victims turns into an epidemic. As the team digs deeper, they find that there are powerful forces both in and outside of the church bent on silencing them. It's not about cutting off one of the heads of the Hydra, but destroying the beast completely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard to describe this film. To say that you enjoyed this movie is a weird statement, but this film impacted me in a visceral and palpable way. It was done in such a beautiful manner. No need for extravagant theatrics or excessive monologues about the ills of organized religion. As one of the characters put it, the church is made of men, but my faith is for the eternal. You felt the power of the Catholic Church throughout the film. No matter where the characters walked in the city of Boston, a church loomed behind them like the eye in the sky watching everything that they did. The cast was exceptional. Even my girl Rachel McAdams, who, let's be for real, I haven't really liked anything she's done since Mean Girls, did a bang-up job. This film is important for more than just bringing to light the pervasiveness of molestation in the church, although the statistics at the end of the film will haunt you. As my friend Chuck put it, the movie demonstrates the need for investigative journalism and journalism free of special interests. Spotlight, though a part of the Boston Globe, was an entity in and of itself, operating in secrecy and taking time, about 7 months, to do the work right and effectively. We need free press, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the news right now, it ain't news. It's ads or blogs with mostly unqualified writers spouting their opinions like it's scientific fact, confusing the masses with heaping piles of unsolicited trash. With that, X-Ville, I give Spotlight 5 X's out of 5. An exceptional and solid film bringing light to a story that needs to be told.